Welcome to 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication. Providing you with tips and strategies you can use to improve your patient engagement.
Hi, this is 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication. I'm Dr. Amory Liebel. The purpose of this podcast is to give you, physicians, some tools and information that you can use to improve your patient communication and education today with your next patient. In this 10-minute series, I take one communication question or issue that doctors have raised with me, dig deeper into it with some research, then give you a strategy that you can use in your practice today, and I do it all in about 10 minutes. Except this one. This is the intro to the series where I'll tell you how this came to be, who I am, why we're here together, and what's in it for you. The story of this podcast starts a handful of years ago. I had recently finished my doctorate in language literacy and education at the University of Pennsylvania. I was working at another university and got pulled into a research team on a project about patient communication. And part of me was wondering why I was there. Why do you want a language and literacy and education person on this team? I shouldn't have worried, because right away I was knee-deep in issues of patient education and health literacy, cultural and linguistic diversity and communication, respectful language, issues of access and inequality and discrimination. All of this was more than familiar to me. It was very much in line with what had been central to my work to that point. But what really got me is that in the years since then, providers and I, we would start talking about those issues, but then we would find ourselves also talking about having to always be doing more with less. Feeling deprofessionalized, being overwhelmed by accountability requirements, all that charting and paperwork, feeling increasingly separated from the reasons that you got into the field to begin with, wondering why the public don't trust you, and what all of that had to do with health communication, patient education, and health literacy. These issues are tied to one another, and I know it from my work in the education sector. And this is what medical professionals and I wound up talking about over and over. It didn't matter if it was administrators, providers, intermediaries, clinicians, medical educators, public health professionals, academic medicine, even biomeds. I was talking in hospitals, private practices, med schools, with providers who worked in clinics and community health centers, at conferences and professional organizations. What did we talk about? Some of the more common topics were patient misconceptions, consent forms, medical advice online, the lack of internally consistent information. How do you get through to people? I'm not sure my patient can read. How do you say things so they'll remember? How can I translate what I know into something my patient will understand? There's so many barriers to communication, and I have no more time. I was able to provide information and insight that opened up some possibilities that physicians hadn't seen before. I brought my research game, all the tools and tactics and processes that I had from education, development, even some policy, and people liked them because they helped. They made a difference in their day-to-day practice. Over and over again, I kept being told, these are serious issues. These are conversations that need to happen more. And people would say, Amory, we need what you're bringing, so get it out there quickly, as fast as you can. It's taken me a little while, about a year actually, to figure out what that might mean and how to do it. And this podcast is part of it. I'm creating it to help you improve your own patient education and communication efforts by putting tools and information right in your hands in a way that's scholarly but not stuffy. This whole need for cross-sector collaboration is no joke. There are some gems in literacy, education, development that have lessons that can be helpful to medicine, but there are barriers to cross-sector collaboration, and they're real. The two sectors don't get to see each other much. So, I'm trying to continue the conversations that were started. I began Health Communication Partners. I started a website, healthcommunicationpartners.com. And as so much as I'm still playing by the rules and the researcher part of my role, I'm trying to lower some of the barriers to participation and basically take those conversations I've been having, topics that actual physicians and other providers have wanted to talk about, actual problems and make it easy to join in, as providers have asked me to do, because a lot of people are trying to figure this stuff out. I really want to focus on you, physicians, as providers, what these conversations I've been having for years can do to help you right now in your practice. And a podcast just made sense. When I was considering what topics to talk about, I thought it would be fun to start with a kind of quickie series, take one topic at a time. So this podcast exists to give you the benefit of those conversations, but also to invite you into the conversation. Basically, in each episode, I'm taking a problem or a question that came up repeatedly or that really got people fired up, and then drilling down to, here's some research that can help you understand this issue. Here's what we know about it from across sectors. Here are some tools. Here are some steps you can take right now, or ways you could go about approaching this issue in your practice today. This podcast is geared toward physicians, but I hope other providers will find it helpful. I'm inviting you to listen, but also to join in. Become part of the show by writing me. Let me know what you're wondering about in issues of health communication, health literacy, health education. What do you know? What's on your mind? What would you like to talk about? And I could feature your question in a future podcast. So that's it for the story of this series. We'll begin with our regular kind of 10-minute installment next with an issue on patient misconceptions. That was a big hit. So thank you for listening. And this has been brought to you by healthcommunicationpartners.com, right? Get it?
Thanks for listening to 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication from Health Communication Partners, LLC. Find us at healthcommunicationpartners.com.